Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I'm going to talk about wisdom, compassion, and forgiveness. And they're really not inseparable. Wisdom and compassion I've talked about many times, but I'm going to repeat myself because it's sort of a lead-in to forgiveness. And I keep Bernie alive here, Bernie Glassman, by using his metaphor to explain wisdom and compassion. And so he uses the example of one body. You know, he refers to himself, and if you have your eyes closed, you could look here so you know what I'm talking about. And that's wisdom. Wisdom is when we realize that it's one. It's one. And there's nothing that's left out. Now, sometimes, you know, people get confused and they think that, well, there's no wisdom until you get to the end of the line and you have insight or enlightenment. But the more that we practice, the deeper we get, and the more we open to the experience that everything is really one thing. Everything is one. And so it's not like a light switch. You know, we come into this practice and we're unwise. And then at a certain point, we flip the switch and now we're wise. Attaining wisdom is a progressive process. And inseparable from wisdom is compassion. And compassion really means that we sit on our cushion and we go deeper and deeper. But we don't stay on our cushion. We leave and we go into the world. And if we act in the world with wisdom, that's compassion. Compassion is wisdom in action. It's being able to get beyond ourselves and see the suffering of others. And this seeing the suffering of others is really very important in terms of practicing compassion and also forgiveness. I think recently I mentioned this, but it's a personal experience, so I'll share it again. I had a very difficult relationship with my father, and I got out of the house as soon as I can, began with college, and then really never went back. I mean, I did, but with my heart, I didn't go back. I kept a space between myself and my father. And I basically held a grudge against him for the way in which he treated me. So there was this distance, and there was this load, so to speak, this emotional load that I carried because this had been unresolved. And so I just cut myself off from that burden, you know, the fact that there was this things left unsaid, things left undone. And then in the meantime, while I waited, or not even waited, because I wasn't, didn't even realize that I carried this load, my father died. So the opportunity to encounter him and face this together with him was gone. So I told myself, well, you're off the hook now. He's gone. You don't have to worry about it anymore. But of course, most of you know that that's a fantasy. That's just a way of denying the truth of the situation. And one day, fairly recently, a couple of months ago, I was thinking about my father and our relationship. And one of these things happened that you really can't prepare for. But I started to see my father's suffering. And this is why it's so important to see the suffering of others. And I realized, or I remembered, that my father had been in the war, World War II. And he had seen a lot of action. He had been wounded. He had been at Auschwitz. And so he did not come home the same man that he was when he left. And a lot of that contributed to who he was as a father. In seeing his suffering, my heart opened. And again, without really thinking about it, to myself I said the words, I forgive you. And so, in saying I forgive you, there was an act of compassion. And the act of compassion was being able to see his suffering. But you can see that compassion is connected to forgiveness. And by forgiving him, that load, that emotional baggage that I carried for all those years sort of softened and seemed to dissolve. And so now I was no longer, in a sense, carrying that emotional burden. So they say that we don't really forgive the other person. I mean, we forgive the other person for ourselves. And that's so that we lighten this emotional baggage, right? That there's a sense of relief. And so we're now more complete as a person. And that's the general take on it. But I would add to that, that we don't just forgive so that we can relieve ourselves of our emotional baggage. That we forgive because as we forgive, we become more complete. So that when we move in the world, we are better able to live a life of compassion. Right? We have freed ourselves of this one aspect, and that allows us to be freer to serve others. So even though the conventional way of looking at it is that it's a way of being whole ourselves, it's a way of relieving our suffering, that relieving of suffering benefits everybody. It doesn't just benefit us as individuals. So this is not mandatory, of course, but I'm going to do a little exercise, and if you want, you can do it along with me. So first, take up a comfortable position. And in taking up that comfortable position, allow your shoulders and your neck to relax. Just let them drop into your body. Give them permission to just be soft, as if somebody was massaging your shoulders. And then do the same with your face. Notice if there's any tension in your face. And if there is, just say, let it go. I'm going to let it go. And then notice if there's any tension in your torso, in your back, or your chest, or your belly. And if there is, just gently breathe into that tightness and then let it out. So with the out-breath, it leaves your body. And then the same with your thighs and your calves. And then lastly, your arms and your feet. So bring your attention into this moment, sitting each other with our Sangha. And if you haven't, close your eyes. And notice your body breathing. And sometimes we can notice that really we're being breathed. The breath is just coming in and going out. There's no control. It's just happening. It's just the natural process of our body functioning. Just ride that breath in and out. And now, just become aware of your body. And notice if you have any emotional pain anywhere hanging out in your body. And if you do have emotional pain anywhere, notice it. Become familiar with it. And acknowledge your experience. And then next, place your hand or your hands over your heart. And just hold them there over your heart. And then allow yourself to acknowledge that everyone suffers. Suffering is a part of all of us. This is not something we're alone with. We all suffer. As Buddha said, suffering is life. It comes along with the deal. So because that is true, tell yourself you are not alone. So keeping your heart covered by your hands, ask yourself the question, what is it that I need to hear? May I be kind to myself? May I accept myself as I am? May I forgive myself? See what it is that you need to hear. And then come back to breathing, noticing your breathing. And allow a message of kindness to settle into your body. And then slowly drop your hands gently back into your lap and bring your attention back into the room. So the teaching about compassion is that we take compassion off the cushion. Doesn't mean you can't have compassion when you're on the cushion. But when we leave and we take this compassion with us, it's not just for others. We are also included in the field of compassion. And this exercise is bringing compassion to ourselves, because we all deserve compassion. You know, because of life experiences, a lot of us don't accept that. Could be raised in a house where we're scapegoated, we're blamed, we're shamed for who we are. Right? So, using that specific example, it has to be really difficult to bring compassion to ourselves when, for so many years, we've carried shame. We've carried being told in a negative way who we are, not accepted for who we are. So this exercise and this practice of Zazen is a way of shedding that burden, that emotional backpack, and allowing ourselves to receive compassion. Because it's all one. Nobody gets left out of compassion. Everybody is entitled to compassion. So the third step from wisdom, compassion, is forgiveness. And forgiveness is really an act of love. And Martin Luther King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Buddha said, "Each morning we are born again. And so what we do today really matters." So, you know, a number of weeks ago I talked about the Gatha, that time we're calling it the Gatha of Repentance, and why I felt we should change it to atonement, which includes reparation. And so forgiveness, it takes place in two ways. We can open our heart and receive forgiveness from somebody who has offended us, from somebody who has hurt us, from somebody who has taken something away from us. But the way that I see it is, the only way that we can truly do that, again, is to see the suffering of the person that did that transgression or that harm. Sometimes it's incredibly difficult to do that, depending upon the degree of harm. But we vow to do our best, to do the very best that we can, without making judgments that we've fallen short. But forgiveness also is not a one-time thing. You know, forgiveness is a practice, just like Zazen is a practice. We don't just do it one time, and if we fall on our face, well, that's it. We do the best we can, moment to moment. And like I said earlier, with compassion, we are forgiving ourselves to relieve ourselves of our own suffering. We are also doing it so that when we leave the Zendo, we can be more compassionate, we can be more open-hearted, because we're not carrying this emotional luggage. Now, the harder part for many of us is to be compassionate, to forgive ourselves, which is a way of giving ourselves permission to let go of our suffering. But we must first acknowledge our suffering, which was part of the point of that exercise that I just did. And the way that, one of the ways, one of the frames of reference that we can do that, is that we treat ourselves as though we were carrying our only child in our arms, with that kind of tenderness, with that kind of openness, that kind of love. You know, that's how we treat ourselves. And like forgiving others, that is a day-by-day process. But we can do that simply by practicing every day. We get up in the morning or when you sit, to give ourselves permission, to forgive ourselves for the things in our life that we have fallen short of. So seeing our suffering, our own personal suffering, we forgive ourselves. There's not one of us sitting in this room that haven't done harm to someone or something. But if we want to atone for it, we have to be able to forgive ourselves So again, so that we can move in the world with freer to extend compassion. So I'm going to end with this. I don't know where this came from, but somewhere along the way I wrote it down. To those I may have caused harm, knowingly or unwillingly, through my thought, words, and actions, I ask your forgiveness. To those who may have caused me harm, knowingly or unknowingly, through my thoughts, words, and action, I offer my forgiveness. For any harm that I may have caused myself, knowingly or unknowingly, through my thoughts, words, and actions, I offer forgiveness as best I am able. So, good luck.